Ever feel like your thoughts are running a marathon in your head, leaving you mentally exhausted? You know that feeling when your emotions seem to take over, turning even the simplest decisions into a roller coaster ride? Well, you're not alone. We all experience these mental whirlwinds at some point. And guess what? There's actually fascinating science behind all this inner chaos. I'm Laura Bennett, and on today's episode of The Overthinking Override, we're diving deep into the brain-bending world of how our thoughts and feelings work. Get ready to unlock some mental clarity because we're about to break down the science in a way that makes sense. First up, let's talk about neurons, those tiny little electrical powerhouses firing away in your brain. Think of them like a complex network of roads constantly buzzing with information. Every thought, feeling, and experience sends a signal down these neuronal highways, creating a web of connections that shapes who you are. Pretty cool, right? Now, here's the thing. Those neural pathways can get clogged up. Just like traffic jams on a busy highway, repeated negative thoughts or stressful experiences can create mental roadblocks leading to anxiety, fear, and even depression. But the good news is your brain is incredibly adaptable. It's constantly rewiring itself based on your experiences. This means you have the power to clear those mental highways and pave the way for positive change. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this fascinating landscape. 1. Awareness is key. The first step towards mental clarity is becoming aware of your thought patterns. Pay attention to those recurring negative thoughts, the automatic reactions that pop up in stressful situations, and emotions that seem to take over. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept every thought as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our minds play tricks on us, exaggerating problems or jumping to conclusions. By challenging those thoughts, you can start to break free from their grip. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is like hitting the reset button for your mind. It's about focusing on the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths, noticing the sensations in your body, or simply paying attention to your surroundings. This helps calm the mental chatter and bring you back to center. 4. Embrace gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a friend. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can help lighten the load and give you new perspectives. Now, let me share a quick story that illustrates these concepts perfectly. Imagine Sarah, who constantly worries about things going wrong. Every time she goes out for a meeting, her mind races with, what if I mess up, or what if people think I'm not good enough? These negative thoughts create anxiety and hold her back from fully enjoying the experience. But then Sarah decides to try mindfulness. She takes a few deep breaths before each meeting, focusing on her senses, the feel of the chair beneath her, the scent of coffee in the air. This helps calm her nerves and bring her back to the present moment. She also starts practicing gratitude by writing down 3 things she's thankful for each day. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to notice a shift in her thinking. She feels less overwhelmed and more confident in her abilities. So remember, you have the power to change your mental landscape. By understanding the science behind our thoughts and feelings, we can take control of our minds, cultivate mental clarity, and live happier, more fulfilling lives. This episode is just a starting point on your journey towards mental mastery. Keep exploring, keep experimenting, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Now, go out there and make your mind work for you. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words of empowerment. Until next time, stay mindful, stay curious, and keep overthinking the override.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.